gents. Here it is. The show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harrison, Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something. Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
Sure. It's 4 o'clock in Seattle, 5 o'clock in Idaho Falls, 6 o'clock in Des Moines.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
And no, your clock is not wrong. 7 o'clock here on the East Coast for a very rare early edition of FFN on the Air, otherwise known as the Thursday Night Podcast.
The one where David tries the podcast while he's preparing dinner.
Ah, well, that's okay.
7 o'clock is cooking time around this house.
Well, maybe David will share some cooking tips.
Yeah, don't podcast while cooking. That's my tip.
Okay. Well, we'll try to leave some concentrate on cooking. If you don't know us already, we are Full Frontal Nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and the other voice on the line is my co-host, my bandmate.
Bork.
Well, you're not Swedish, are you?
No.
We'll just call you the chef. And his name is?
David Harris.
Yeah. And we are live this week for an hour.
As opposed to dead like last week, if you tuned in, you just got dead air.
Yeah. Sometimes that'll happen. Anywho, we have a website. If you want to check that out, www.fullfrontalnudity, the band, you type that as one long word, .com. And see everything that FFN is doing. Pictures, videos, music.
Whatever. A lot of nothing.
A lot of nothing. But you can check it out anyway, just so you can go, hey, check out your website, it sucked. And, you know, that'll make me happy. I don't know how I'll make Dave feel, but it'll make me happy.
Yeah.
And you are listening to us on Block Talk Radio. You're looking at the show page after this is all said and done. And it's available. You can download the episode. You can listen to it in the archives. Or you can subscribe to the show. Just hit the little subscribe tab, that little iTunes icon. And it'll just automatically download into your iTunes library after we're done.
Because why would you only want to listen to quality programming like this one time?
This is true. I don't know. Since I don't know what's coming up, you might want to listen to it again. You might not. You have that choice. Like Dave said, we were off last week because I was off. This week, there's a purpose. There's a reason to be keyed up. So, if you are tuning in live, we thank you for tuning in live. If you're a returning listener or new listener, we got to welcome you the only way that we know how. And we say welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback-free zone.
If I ruled the world,
no play for Coldplay.
And this is the music I listen to in my own prison.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And yes, you did just get a confession that Jeff is listening to Creed.
In my own prison, my own personal hell.
It doesn't matter where it's at. The fact is you just admitted to listening to Creed.
It's better than Nickelback, man. At least I'm not listening to these guys.
We draw the line at Florida-Georgia line.
Oh, come on. Someone's got to keep making crappy pop country. Why not them?
Steven Tyler is moving into that market.
I have not heard his country stuff, and to be honest, I don't plan to.
Okay. That's fair. But among the other Dave Harris quotes that you'll hear,
Bono is a pompous ass.
Yes, he is.
Because we here at FFN on the air and FFN Rule MS.
And FFN on the air, off the air.
Maybe even the Untitled Rock Disaster.
Yeah.
They all live by one mantra and one mantra only. And it goes like this.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
And in doing our public service to y'all, we play this.
NWA does not stand for Nickelback was awesome.
Nope, never, ever.
Never, ever.
Not even slightly.
So,
am I on the show?
Little bit. The chat room is open. It's living. It's breathing. And our phone lines are open, so you can give us a call. Be on the live show.
I'll tell you what, then. Yeah. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
That number is 347-884-9655. You can call Ed and talk about tonight's football game. You can call in and ask Dave what he's cooking for dinner. What's his favorite spices to use in food? Just give us a call, 347-884-9655. And we like to take a look at the news, but musically, there hasn't been a whole lot of news. And there's only one that I found that's popped up in the last few days. Aside from Bruce Dickinson, once wanted to punch Axl Rose in his face. But then again, who hasn't wanted to punch Axl Rose in his face?
I mean, Flash wanted to punch Axl in the face for the longest time, so I mean...
Yeah, so I mean, that's not really news. But, you know... Not that
this story is really news either, but...
It's just funny. It's just funny because it involves Dee Snider. We all know Dee Snider, lead vocalist of Twisted Sister, main songwriters of Twisted Sister. Yes. And then
a very relevant band at the moment.
Yeah. And and this guy, Paul Stanley. You know Paul Stanley.
We got any people tonight that are high?
Very eloquent speaker that he is. The
something off his chest.
when he has something on his chest. He rarely has something on his chest.
Oh, he's always got hair.
Yeah. So he's taking hair off of his chest. As the frontman of KISS. It seems as though that they're going at it on radio talk show or radio... Yeah, radio talk shows. Seems as though Paul Stanley isn't fond of Twisted Sister, calls them a bunch of buffoons, wannabes. And Dee Snider has fired back, and calling KISS the king of the buffoons. As for wannabes, he wants a fight with Paul Stanley, and he says, "I will bury you, son." That was his quote. And, yeah, I agree with you, Dave. You know, both relevant bands in this day and age. Cranky old men, grumpy old men. That's what it comes down to. And it really harkens back. Dee Snider made a comment about how disappointed, how disgusted he was that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley were using Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer in the original makeup, the original lineup's makeup. And he kind of feels the fans are being cheated because it's kind of like, especially Tommy Thayer, his disdain goes especially to Tommy Thayer, who's not only wearing the Ace Frehley Bass Ace makeup, but he's just copying everything Ace has ever done on stage. And Paul didn't take it too nicely, and hence the verbal tug of war that's going on right now. It's nutty. It's nutty that's the only real story to report. Do you have anything while you're cooking your dinner?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
There you go. That's information you can use. So, we're not going to be on tomorrow, of course, and tomorrow is September 11th, and yeah, that's a day to remember here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a day I don't think anyone that was alive that day can ever forget.
Yes. And it really hasn't gotten much better from that day. Especially today, it's not necessarily a foreign threat or only a foreign threat. It's, we're being terrorized by our own people right now.
Because, you know, neither political party really wants to get along with the other one, you know?
That's true. And they just have their own agendas. And we're not here to make a political statement. It just, that's the only way to wrap this up. Poo is hitting the fan.
That's honestly the way I feel, though. I don't post any of my political beliefs because I have plenty of people who are the other party that are constantly posting their stuff. And to be honest, I just don't want to get into a battle with those people that don't agree with my views because they are the ones that will immediately jump on what I post. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it. It's holding your tongue going, hey, it's better to get involved. Stay elusive. Keep it personal.
Your personal life and politics, like the Offspring said, you got to keep them separated.
Yes.
Or your public life, actually.
Yeah.
In my private life, I can talk all the politics I want because I happen to be dating someone that shares quite a number of political views with me.
Yes. And another thing about the First Lady of FFN, she likes this song that we're going to play, the first one of the night. And it was written in honor of 9/11. And this is the version from Highway 9.
The re-recorded version, because the original one is more, it was the very first recording Jim did. And, you know, it really sounds more like a demo than a professional recording.
Yes.
So when it came time to do the album, he decided to polish it up, give it a re-recording, and that's what we're going to hear tonight.
And if you like what you hear, up until, I don't know if it's up till tomorrow at midnight or like midnight when the calendar changes, or throughout tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure it'll at least be tomorrow, you know. Through all of tomorrow,
so,
you can
go to
CDBaby.com. Find the Rhythm Surf Monkeys, find their album Highway 9, and this track is available for free download.
Yes, and I suggest that you take them up on it, because as you're going to hear, it's a very moving song, it's a very powerful song.
And it's actually, you know, it's got a lot of accolades. It's actually in the, I'm not sure if it's in the 9/11 Museum, but it's actually in different things that involve the first responders. I don't have the thing nearby to tell you exactly what it is, because that's how ill-prepared I am. But
in full disclosure, I think this was thrown on Dave really quickly. So just you got to give him props for being here early. So let's get to the song so Dave can cook some more. This is the Rhythm Surf Monkeys featuring our buddy Rob Fahey on lead vocals. Name of the song, Where Were You When My Dad Became a Hero?
Where were you when my dad became a hero? When he represented red, white, and blue? Where were you when our nation became ground zero?
as the Rhythm Surf Monkeys featuring Rob Fahey. Where were you when my dad became a hero? We like
and
to
again,
ask questions on this show.
Yeah. And we will be asking Jim, who is the man behind the Rhythm Surf Monkeys, many questions soon, because though it hasn't been finalized, he is going to be a guest here on FSN on the Air. And, you know, that song will probably be discussed a little, because if I'm not mistaken, that's actually the first song he ever wrote.
Well, we will look forward to him asking some more questions.
And he can clear up all them things that I know I got wrong about the song, that, you know, he knows them because it's his song.
And then again, we're full of questions. And we're going to ask another one now. We're going to take you back to the early 80s when MTV actually played music videos. And they played this song, cool song then. And every time I hear it, it just gets cooler and cooler. And especially when we hear Rob Fahey and the Pieces do it, it just smokes. We're talking about a band called The Producers. And they have a question. What's he got that I ain't got?
Listen for the answer.
Yes. So here's The Producers.
Hey!
Producers,
with their non-hit single, What's He Got?
That's right. From the album with the same name, The Producers.
They had a couple hits, but that wasn't one of them, surprisingly to me.
And She, Sheila.
Yeah, that was I think that one barely cracked the top 40, but that one did, and there was one other that I just am going blank on right now. But I mean, you know, it's funny to see how many songs got a lot of MTV heavy rotation, but were not hits.
Well,
because it sure felt that way growing up and seeing them in constant rotation on MTV, you know?
Yes, yeah. I'm sure a lot of these bands of exposure before MTV that MTV gave them. Probably a lot of the bands that we grew to love, we wouldn't have heard of had it not been for MTV.
But, you know, I didn't even realize 2 years ago, because, I mean, I used to frequent the producer's website to look for a reissue of the first two albums. They weren't even available as MP3s at the time. Yeah. I still would prefer a CD issue, but having a MP3 reissue is better than nothing at all. So I found out it was actually reissued like 2 years ago and available for download on Amazon. And though I didn't get the full album yet, because I only had one credit. I had a 99-cent credit. So I'm like, I can finally replace my illegally downloaded vinyl copy of What's He Got with a real thing. So I went to Amazon, and that's what I did.
Very cool. Since we're approaching the midway point of the live show, I mean, we won't have an after show because you know what happens about 8:30.
No
idea. Okay.
No.
Anywho, you are listening to FFN on the air a few hours earlier than normal. My name is Jeffrey Witte. I'm joined by man of many talents,
Mr.
my
Blah.
Co-host, my bandmate, Mr. Blah.
Call me the Blah Man.
Okay. And we are full frontal nudity.
Blah. Blah, blah, blah.
And chat room is still open. Phone lines are still open if you care to play with us.
Come and play with us, Daddy. Ever.
That number is 347-884-9655. You can call Ed and support your favorite team in tonight's football game. You can support the Steelers, or you can support the ones that the Steelers are going to bury.
The thing is, the Patriots will find a way to win if they really want to win because, you know, Brady's got all them tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah. No. Nope.
And all them D's. Well, no, I'm not going to go there.
So, a lot of D's. Oh, well, we got a call. We got a call. Let's patch him in. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Ah!
they tuned in even though we were early.
Yep. They follow us on Facebook, I think. They could see.
You can follow us on Facebook, too. Just look for the Full Frontal Nudity, the band that has a picture of George Carlin instead of a picture of the band.
Yeah, well, maybe we can replace it with the Straight Out of Dundalk picture. The only picture of Full Frontal Nudity at this point.
But you could take a still from the videos, really.
Yeah. Of us just on the porch swinging. Now, we're we're moving into more thematic territory now. Now, to this point, you know, we played some cool music, but, you know, one of the tags on this cast is Americana. So we got to play some really traditional country music. So I'm going to dedicate this to the folks in Foxborough right now by a true country outlaw, the late, great Waylon Jennings.
By the way, have you seen that Waylon Jennings' Facebook page has been hacked?
No, I haven't.
It's been posting a lot of clickbait that's like very adult in nature.
Oh.
And, you know, people are saying, dude, the page has been hacked. But it's been going on for like 3 days now. Waylon Jennings, we know that's not his page offering sex tips.
This might not be a sex tip, but it's a declaration that Mel Tillis wrote and Waylon Jennings sang. Now I pass it along to you. It's a song called Mental Revenge.
I hope that the friend you've thrown yourself with gets drunk and loses his job. And every road that you travel on is dusty, rocky, and hard. I couldn't make you love me. You only made me blue. So fall and fall if the curtain should fall. Lord, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. The train from Caribou, Maine runs over your new love affair. You walk the floor from door to door and pull out your four oxide hair. You never was my woman, 'cause you were never true. So fall and fall if the curtain should fall. Lord, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet.
Waylon Jennings, we miss you, buddy, with Mental Revenge. I hope James Harrison has heard that song, takes it to heart, buries Crybaby Brady. But, you know, he wanted to fight in court, won the court case. That he gets to play tonight.
No.
Anywho, also very interesting stuff, depending on how much you listen to this podcast. From my friend Doug, local filmmaker. And I have in my possession DVD copies of How Far Into the Woods on DVD. And Elgin's Exotic Misadventures.
I'm going to guess that being the cut version that you talked about seeing the other week.
Yeah, well, not only is it cut, the idea for the film was to sell it to Cinemax for their late night viewing. You look at the copies that I got, I don't think you could have played on PBS. It's very sterile. Very, very sterile. That's a tiny bit of news. You were going to say something?
I just said it's the sanitized version.
Very sanitized. Extremely sanitized.
Family friendly.
That's right. You could show it on network TV if you wanted, in lieu of a sitcom.
Elgin is not so erotic misadventures.
That's true. So now it's falsely advertised. The title doesn't fit what you're going to see. I think it's like 10 minutes long, so.
It's only 10 minutes long?
I exaggerate to clarify. I think it's not even a half hour long. So it's probably more like 25 minutes, maybe.
That sounds like the sanitized vampire hookers I saw.
Ah. Now, you're talking about the first vampire hookers?
Yeah, it's a cut you showed me, I don't know, years ago. It was definitely not as vulgar as the unfinished footage that I had originally seen.
Oh, well, see, the original Vampire Hookers
from Dundalk,
that was a movie that was started to be made.
Yeah, and it was unfinished.
It was unfinished, so it's like if you watched that and then you watched what became Seven Sins of the Vampire that you can buy on Amazon, you could see the stories there. It's just the Seven Sins, it doesn't have the humor to it.
Who outside of Dundalk would really find the humor of the constant vampire hookers from Dundalk?
Well, I think that it has a lot of... The original had some very cool jokes to it. The Seven Sins of Vampire has its moments, too, of comedy, but...
I've never seen that version, so I can honestly say it. Never seen it.
Well... That's all right.
I know I can get it for $6 or $7 on Amazon, but I just don't watch DVDs anymore.
So now we got to find some way to get it on Netflix or something.
Yeah, that's about the only way I watch standard definition programming anymore is via streaming.
Doug can always throw it on a Blu-ray, just so you can have it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, from the original Standard Definition Master.
Hey-o, enough about that. You got to get back to the matter at hand. Here's another song that I sent to the books in Foxborough from an album called Defenders of the Faith by a band called Judas Priest. And if Big Ben and Steelers had their way, this is what's going to happen tonight. Some heads.
That was a twofer. As If You Want Blood, You Got It, off the Highway to Hell album by AC/DC.
And it's a twofer Thursday here at FFN on the air.
And before that, of course, we had Judas Priest, Some Heads Are Gonna Roll. Yeah, you know, why not?
You know, wouldn't it be great? I mean, I know it'll never happen because he's a cheating bastard. But wouldn't it be great if somehow the Patriots managed to not win a single game this season?
That would be funny. Maybe not to the people in Foxborough, be funny to, but most of the rest of the NFL fans. But no, we're jealous because they got 4 Super Bowl rings, and you know that's what cheating gets you, 4 Super Bowl rings. Here in Baltimore, Raven country, we got two that we didn't have to cheat for.
Well, you know, I am so tired of, you know, and this isn't Patriots, it's the team they're playing, the Steelers and their 6 rings. How many years have the Steelers been a team?
That's
compared
true.
To the Ravens. You know, that's the part that everyone just kind of forgets.
That is true. They're very true.
The Steelers organization has been around a lot longer, so they've had time to get more rings. If you count the rings, which unfortunately don't stay in Baltimore because Irsay took the Colts to Indianapolis, you know, we have some rings with the Colts.
Yeah, and they should count. They should count. Because if you look at the record books, they were won as Baltimore Colts and not the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, I know, but still, you know, that's everyone's thing if you try to say the Baltimore Colts had 4 rings. You know, that don't matter because the Colts are Indianapolis now.
Oh. Well, it depends on how you look at it.
No one wants to ever give Baltimore any friggin' credit. That's what it all boils down to.
Well, this is true. And in light of recent events, they might have a little bit of a point, but you know, but we've been in Baltimore all our lives, and I'm still proud to say I am from Baltimore, born and raised in Baltimore.
And I'm still looking to get back out of Baltimore, as I was gone for 8 years. And I will be going back to where I was because I was at peace. You know, sometimes you just got to find your peace of mind elsewhere. And my peace of mind is somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so that's why he will become a Steelers fan.
No.
And we will have to disown him.
Hey, you know, where I lived in Pennsylvania, it was a 3-way split. There were Ravens fans, there were Eagles fans, and there were Steelers fans. I don't have to tell you which team I supported.
The one that doesn't have a dog fight dude on their squad. I know. Yeah.
Now, my boss was a hardcore Steelers fan.
Yeah. But as we know, Cousin Jimmy, very diehard Steelers fan. One of my other cousins in Kentucky, her husband, ex-husband, who knows at this point, diehard Steelers fan. Guy that I went to school with, played in band with, he's a diehard Steelers fan. So, you know, of course, if you look at it as a divisional thing, I don't want to root for the Patriots in any shape or form. So we can get past it. Go Steelers tonight. Go Steelers. And then also another piece of personal news. Around the Dundalk area, on the 20th of this month, as long as it holds,
The Point Boys will be playing with special guest me. September 20th, it's North Point Inn, which is right across from Drug City Pharmacy on North Point Road in Dundalk. Right now it says 12 to 4. So, as long as it stands, you might want to come check it out. The Point Boys. How can you beat a Point Boys show? I know. I hear the wave of applause as we speak.
Just like, come on, let's do Let It Go.
So yeah, that's on the set list.
But let's do it my way.
So, anyhow, it's almost time to go, and I have to bring out an unreleased gem. You know, I've been digging around, and I found out that Tom Brady has recorded a country song. You didn't know this, Dave. I'm letting you know right now. We're going to play it on this show. Country song from Tom Brady that he wants to sing to his beloved fans. You ready to hear it?
Sure.
So, a country song by Tom Brady.
Fucking in the bus. I'd like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you.
Because we love you. Hi, I'm David, and these are my friends. We've enjoyed doing this album for you. We'd like to especially dedicate this album to all the members of the Mickey Mouse Fan Club, and also to you, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are. And I'd like to
fuck the shit out of you. I'd like to fuck the shit out of you. I'd like to fuck the shit out of you. I'd like to fuck the shit out of you.
Fucking in the bus.
Well, he looked at Bill Belichick. He wrote that song. It's actually David Allan Coe.
Yeah. From one of, can't remember if it's Underground album or Nothing Sacred, but one of them two.
One of two. That's how we end the show. Tuned in live. Thank you for tuning in live. Sorry you had to go through that. You listen to it later. Thank you. We're going to see you next week. So.
The website and all that stuff.
Is the show over?
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
That's Loud Talk Radio, baby.
I love it.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.